For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
If you're hearing the sounds of Lofa's iced tea or ice water, that means water. It's time for Take 12, baby. I'm telling you, the clinking of the ice cubes in the glass.
Mm-hmm. I like cold drinks. What do you drink? Room temp?
Bro, no. I'm an ice fanatic. Producer Katie can tell you. I want extra ice.
I got him an ice maker for Christmas. That's a true story.
She got me a plug-in on the counter ice maker for a different room in the compound just so that I didn't have to walk to the kitchen for more ice. Very thoughtful gift. Okay. Yeah. Very thoughtful. The compound is huge, Max. It's you know, it's a...
I wish we had a compound.
Oh, dude. Listen, if you get onto a TV show on basic cable, Hollywood gives you a compound as a member of the elite now and stuff. So it's one of the rules. I don't know if you guys know that, but anyway, welcome to the cold open.
The ice cold open.
Welcome to the cold open, Max. Oh, man. We'll get into all of it here once the show officially starts. But Lofa... I mean, right when you sat down today, you guys, you'll have to go to YouTube to see the video version because Lofa is looking 90s fresh right now. You're ready to go for this game, dude.
Hit the pro shop. Got some new threads.
Nice. A hat.
Yeah. We got the – Max, I don't know if you know. It's kind of a big deal. Brett started this whole push for the throwbacks.
Yes, I did.
About 4 years ago.
I love that you're giving me credit for it.
That's very nice.
I'll take it.
And, you know, he manifested this, so I know he's very excited about this. I'm going to have to get him a jersey. What jersey would you like, Brett? I'll have to go get you one.
Oh, dude, I mean, that's a tough one. I think maybe just the 12 fan, I think, maybe.
Okay, I'm not going to get you that. I'm going to get you either a Walter Jones or a Kenny Easley.
Well, okay, then, okay, hold on. So Walter did wear it, right, for one year? Okay, so then that works. Cause I don't want to get a player that didn't wear it. So you could go, Easley's retired. Jones is retired. Largent's a retired jersey. So those are all on the table. Tez. Sean Alexander wore that jersey, and he never gets the respect he deserves, I don't think.
Very true.
Yo, he wore that jersey at Husky Stadium. That's how sort of Seahawks he is in that jersey. I'll take a Walter jersey, though, friend of the show. Hell yeah. Okay. That would look sweet.
Max, do you know what you got? Are you guys wearing any throwbacks? Or?
I want to say this is the last game of the year. They're wearing their – it's like an alternate white. They have their normal whites, and then they have an alternate white with the white helmets. I want to say this is the last game of the year they're doing it. They're sweet.
Which I think is a, like, ultimate throwback to the 50s or something, isn't it? Didn't the Browns wear white helmets?
That's a question for Eric.
For his co-host Eric Metcalf, the great
Metcalf. What a legend. I wanted to talk to you about what it's like to work with him for sure. Once the show officially starts. This is still the cold open. Should we start it? I wasn't ready. Spin with it. Hold on.
Spin it so I can drink my ice.
If you want to run uncut, unapologetic from the jump, and no politics in this club, just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Take 12, best podcast for the Seahawks, number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Take 12, every episode, 12 hot takes, and we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Let the horn section keep going for a second. Man, the guys are cooking today. In-studio band sounding better than ever. I don't know if you guys know, but they're live. They're live here
live
every episode.
Compound.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Brett. He's Lofa. Today, we are joined in order to preview this matchup with the Browns by Max Loeb from the podcast The Dog Check. You guys can check out Max's social media at Loeb's Leads. It's a fellow Believe podcast, so make sure you subscribe. Yes, check it out. I mean, I'm sure they're talking about the Seahawks this week, so jump on over there and see what they're saying. Max and his co-host, the aforementioned Eric Metcalf. What a legend, Max. I mean, after I tell you about our sponsor, Wiener Schnitzel, or after Katie tells you about Wiener Schnitzel, I want to ask you what it's like to work with such a legend. Katie, hit us with some wieners. What? Sorry. Ran out of segue.
Listen, here's the thing, Brett. I can't get enough wieners in my life.
Oh, come on.
I'm right there with you. And if you need more wieners, you can go to Fife or Everett.
Oh, wow. They're going to love this one.
Yes. They've got the best buns.
Check out their $3 meal deals for lunch. Tell them the Take 12 podcast sent you, and with any other purchase, they will give you a free hot dog.
Whoa.
Try something new for lunch, everybody.
Nice. Thank you to Wiener Schnitzel for the sponsorship as well. Max, Eric Metcalf, and like Lofa, you were saying even before the show, and I had to stop you guys from talking about him so we could get it on the air. I mean, what a legend, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys don't know, but I'm not from Cleveland. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I went to college here. I just graduated from college.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know. It's
Lofa's neck of the woods.
Definitely a different atmosphere, but this is my first year doing the dog check. I've been kind of welcomed into the Browns fandom the past 4 or 5 years, but I had no idea how much they loved Eric Metcalf here. Mm. Oh my gosh. Like when I told some of my friends that I was doing a podcast with him, like you would have thought it was Tom Brady. Like it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you said his name, I was like, wait, Eric Metcalf? Like, are you serious? And I mean, I just remember watching him growing up, man. He could do it all. You know, catch out of the backfield. His return skill was obviously what he was most known for. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like him, Brian Mitchell, they never got the credit they deserved. And I mean, they literally put the team on their back and would, you know, win games.
Oh, so, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to do another one of these days where I get to meet the guy.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Can I say also, Eric Metcalf, born in Seattle, Washington.
Yes, lives there too.
Yeah. So,
what?
Trivia.
We could be hanging out with Eric?
Yes.
That's a good point. We could be hanging out with Eric. Producer Katie, he needs to be invited to the next Take 12 event for sure. You guys, 5,500, over 5,500 receiving yards in his career. 9,200 return yards. Rushed for another 2,300 and 55 total touchdowns. Just absolute, absolute legend.
Did it all, man.
Absolutely. You guys, who's going to be doing it all this weekend in this game coming up? We got the throwback unis. People are psyched. There's rumors that Lumen will try to look like the Kingdom, if that's possible, inside of there. I'm sure they'll maybe paint the end zones like the Kingdom was. And I've seen other teams have been doing their 50-yard line logos the same way. So hopefully that big silver helmet with Largent's two-bar face mask sticking off the front of it will be at the 50-yard line. But besides all that fanfare and stuff, there is a game to be played. And these two teams are hungry, Lofa. I mean, preview this thing for us a little bit.
Yeah, I think we're both coming in 4-2. Is that correct, Max?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, a battle of the heavyweights right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, the matchup I see that I'm most excited or intrigued about is the defenses. Our defense is playing well. You guys, you know, not just your defense, but Myles Garrett might very well be the best player in the league.
Mm.
He's been doing it at a high pace for several years, but now I think he's finally getting the recognition he deserves. That game he had last week, like 9 tackles, 2 sacks, a punt block, a touchdown.
He went full Cam Chancellor over the line on that field goal or PAT attempt, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Right? But we've seen Bobby do that. Didn't he try? We've seen Cam try it. But Myles Garrett, that's a big man jumping over the line right there. He's doing it all.
Max, what are you seeing out of him right now?
I mean, like you said, right now it's between him and TJ Watt for the best player in the, at least defensive player in the NFL. Yeah. But, you know, Eric and I actually talked about it yesterday. When you have a defense like the Browns do, eventually you're going to have a performance that's like a little bit of a letdown. And they gave up 38 points to the Colts. Granted, some of them, they're off turnovers, but they still found a way to win. And I think that was the biggest thing for that team overall. But you have guys like Myles Garrett who are flying around. And to be honest with you, there are some games where he isn't even the best player on the Browns defense. Guys like Dalvin Tomlinson have been playing unbelievably well. I think you'd be hard pressed to find a better corner than Denzel Ward right now. Like, there are some really, really good players.
We might have one.
Oh, I was going to say,
we could definitely talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. I think what's fun here, you brought up last week, they gave up a lot of points, but the defense has been stout up to this point. So these two defenses, I think, is going to be really fun to watch. I mean, especially with Spoon and the young guys that we got and everything they've been doing. I mean, just bringing the heat, huh, Lova?
Spoon man.
Yeah.
Well played. Yeah, Max, wait until you see this top five pick we got out of Spoon.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they move him all around, so you can't even really get a gauge on. And he's – you knew the athleticism was there. You knew the speed. I think the toughness is bringing a lot of people by surprise because his film was violent when I watched it in college. And there's one screenplay I'll send you. They opened the game, and he just shot it, hit the guy. He was like 20 yards back. Came up and just laid the guy out and set the tone. Yeah. And that's really, you know, what we were known for back with the Legion of Boom. And so we're trying to get that to that kind of ranking and be the best again. But now they're moving him inside and he's matching up, you know, on third down and he's also blitzing. So I don't think I've ever seen a rookie come in and do this. And he missed almost all of camp. So you guys are going to have your hands full with him, just to say the least. Yeah. But, what's Ward been doing so well lately that you've been impressed with?
It's a lot of different things. I think he tackles really well. And it's a guy who's had an injury history. He's always banged up, but he is still just not afraid to throw himself in there, make plays, forcing fumbles. He had a pick last week. You can almost take away a side of the field with him right now. And you do that, you have a number two corner, Martin Emerson, who's playing really, really well too. I'm sure we could talk about the matchup with DK Metcalf if Metcalf plays, but that's a guy, it's like you need some type of big physical player to put on Metcalf or travel with Metcalf if the Browns want to do that. And if somebody's going to do it, it probably won't even be Ward. That's how well this Browns defense is playing. But with Witherspoon, I couldn't agree more. My family were all Giants fans. We've had Giants season tickets for as long as I can remember. So I watched that primetime game. And oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I think it was just the sack. I don't know if he forced the fumble, but the Giants motioned right away from when he was coming off the edge in the slot. I was like, who is this kid? Like, it was crazy. And then obviously the pick six, he's a very, very talented player.
Absolutely. Well, he's going against your offense, but I want to talk about our offense first, which is going to be playing your defense. That's how that works. Geno coming off of a very efficient game, but DK didn't play. Lofa, our intern McNeil, McNasty, as he's known around here, he sent a text last night about these like DK trade rumors because of what's going on with Chenna and his injury and the conspiracy theory sort of, you know, Always Sunny in Philadelphia gif where the red yarn and the pins and all that. It's running wild up here in Seattle right now, guys. So, Lofa, what are we going to do here on offense, and will DK be with us and be part of that for the future? What's going on up there?
McNeil, get off the internet, first of all. No, DK is not going anywhere.
He sent us that text in the middle of the night.
It was late.
Yeah. Wasn't it at like 12 o'clock?
Dude,
yeah.
It was like 12:30. My phone went off. I was like, who the hell could that be?
Yeah. And he's hitting me up. So you see what we're dealing with over here, Max.
DK trade rumor.
No. It hurts that we're losing Chenna, but we have several guys. I know you want to talk about offense, but to address that, we have several rushers, you know, off that edge. Derek Hall, the second round pick. Mafe's been playing out of this world.
Yeah.
Huge strides from year one to year two. And then Daryl Taylor, who had a sack and a half. So the Browns have their hands full there. But speaking of the offensive matchup, we got to lean on Ken Walker right now. I mean, he had 26 carries last week. I think that's got to be a career high. And 4 yards a carry, just, you know, if he can take 30 carries, let him do it. Just because We are still banged up on the offensive line, and you named all the guys that you have over there with Myles Garrett, Smith, Tomlinson. I think Shelby Harris is over there too, a guy we're familiar with. Love Shelby. So we got our hands full, but where I think it tilts in our favor, you named two corners. Do you have four? Because
no.
We got Tyler Lockett. We got DK Metcalf. Smith and Jigba had a breakout game.
Yep.
And we got this kid from Boston, since we're from Boston. Yeah. Oh, so you're familiar with Jake Bobo. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I think we're going to see more Bobo.
Well, and Browns fans, super familiar probably with JSN. To be a bunch of Ohio State fans there. So he's got to be fired up to be playing the Browns. And he just had that breakout game. So hopefully he can keep that rolling, Max.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Lofa. When Eric and I talked yesterday, it was this game is going to have to be won in the secondary for the Browns. I think it obviously comes down, if you're a defense, to stopping the run and forcing a quarterback off of a spot and letting your pass rushers go. But it's going to have to be won in the secondary because, like you said, the Browns' DBs are good. I don't know if they go as deep as Seattle is, and I think that's probably the biggest point of exploitation. I will say, I don't know, outside of Christian McCaffrey, I don't know if there's a running back playing better football than Kenneth Walker right now. It's really tough to see. He's runs hard. He's quick. He moves really, really well. But I don't know. This outside of last week when I think it was a very much a volume thing for the Colts and having two guys who could run the ball and not get tired, the Browns' run defense has been really good. So, again, that's the matchup to watch. But I think if you're Seattle, the exploitation point is undoubtedly the pass game.
Well, if Geno's able to exploit them through the air, then 12 status members on Delta Airlines could be getting a lot of miles this
Sponsor
Sunday.
Sponsor alert.
Right, producer Katie? Isn't that correct? Delta. That's right, everybody. It's a segue.
Delta Airlines is an official sponsor of the Take 12 podcast. As Brett mentioned, you should sign up for 12 status because you get free miles when the Seahawks do well.
Yeah, well, for every yard that the Seahawks throw, you get 1 mile on Delta if you're a Washington State resident and you're signed up for 12 status.
Plus 12% off the team store on the 12th of the month. So, Lofa, when you buy that Walter Jones jersey, make sure you do it on the 12th.
On the 12th.
And priority boarding. So sign up for 12 status right now.
And just it's completely free. You just put in your email address, I think, or your flyer number that you already have, and then you just connect it and press submit. It takes like under a minute. If Katie does it. If I do it, it's like 6 minutes. But either way, it's pretty quick. So, you know, go for it. What about you guys on offense, though, Max? Like, what is the Cleveland Browns' identity on offense and, you know, the quarterback position and what's going on with you guys?
Well, the identity of the offense is hurt, unfortunately, which is Nick Chubb. But
that's an identity?
It is the identity. Like
it's
I
not
said,
there
like,
anymore.
I'm not from here. I'm just, like, I've slowly been adopted into this Browns family. I could feel, like, the air just gets sucked out of the building when Nick Chubb got injured. Like it's insane. And then I was actually at the game after when they played Tennessee. In their intro, Nick Chubb's thing is the Batman sign. The intro was like a Batman sign that expanded into the highlights. It was like I have chills thinking about it. It was insane. But as of about an hour ago, Kevin Stefanski ruled Deshaun Watson out. So it's going to be PJ Walker. And I think the identity really is just letting your defense put you in good positions. 2 weeks ago when Walker started, he didn't look great. The first pick he threw was bad. The second pick was, I don't know, like some would argue it was pass interference, but it wasn't a good ball. Last week, I mean, he didn't do anything to lose them the game. And I think if you have a defense like the Browns, you have enough playmakers, and Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Kareem Hunt will probably play, David Njoku, your quarterback just has to not lose them the game, which is much easier said than done. But just make plays, run the ball efficiently enough. They probably won't have Jerome Ford, so it's going to come down to Jordan Wilkins, their other backup. But it's just putting yourself into good positions. And every time I talk about the offense with the Browns, I have to talk about Dustin Hopkins now because he's become a special teams weapon. He had a 350-yard field goals last week, including a 58-yarder in the fourth quarter. Like it kind of is the identity of the offense right now too.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Lofa, you know exactly. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know where you are.
Exactly where I'm going to go. You could ask your question, but you know exactly
I'm asking
what
my
I'm
question.
Thinking.
We'll go to you next.
All right.
So Ford, I believe forward it's an ankle sprain. I don't know if they said it was a high or low ankle sprain, but he's doubtful as of right now. Didn't practice today, but neither did Hunt. And Hunt didn't practice last Wednesday, but I mean, Wednesdays are usually like the vet's day off, so you can't until Thursday. But
I was looking at the stats and I was wondering why he didn't get more carries, averaging 6.7 a carry. And yeah, I mean, he's been very explosive in that run game and he can catch out of the backfield. I was looking forward to watching him play, but I'm actually relieved that he might not play.
Okay. I will say Hunt has looked really, really good, but it's taken him a few weeks to get his legs back under him. Like I thought he probably played his best game 2 weeks ago, but he was still good this past week. So he's getting his legs under him, but he can't take 20 carries a game yet. I don't think, at least.
Well, there's nothing that scares a Seahawk fan more than hearing about a quarterback who can't lose them the game, just don't lose us the game, and then having talent at wide receiver and talent at running back and talent at tight end and an accurate kicker coming into our place for a game where we're more excited for the uniforms than the football. come on, guys. Like, this is, sometimes a recipe for disaster. So not that the players need me to tell them to be ready to go. They'll be ready to go, but let's be ready to go. Let's not have a letdown or anything. I mean, the Browns are a good team. Who is it? Not Belichick, but you are what your record says you are, right? Like, they're 4-2. We're 4-2. Who was that? It was Parcells, wasn't it? Isn't that a Parcells thing?
Maybe it was Parcells. Could be. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Anyway, okay. Well, I'm a little nervous, but thank you guys for setting the table for me. anything else from this game before we take a look around the league a little bit? We got to take a commercial break. Anything else stand out to you guys before we move on?
I just think turnovers are going to be the biggest thing.
Okay.
We lost the battle last week and still won the game handily. You can't do that against this team. And, they can definitely force turnovers.
Yeah. Well, we can too, especially from a quarterback that, isn't used to being there. But then again, sometimes those guys have their best games against us. So we'll see. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and then let's look around the league. We'll be right back.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, check it out. We're right back. I don't know why I said it like that. You guys, there's some big matchups. We could go even into the world of college football if you'd like for this weekend or wherever. If Lofa doesn't want to talk college football at all. I know, buddy. I know. You still have season to play for. Come on. I have something to ask you about your guys, because I saw this question being floated out there with everything that goes on in college football and guys thinking about the NFL and whatever. Should he keep playing? Should he not keep playing? Yeah. I mean, is it more of a business decision if he doesn't? If he's going to be drafted high, why play the rest of the year if there's nothing really so much to play for or whatever, you know what I mean? Other than
the normal things
that are to play for, like pride.
I wouldn't blame him if he didn't play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a new day and age. And, when players were doing it years ago, like the national championship, I would not sit out of.
Right.
All right. College playoffs with the national, I can't. I want to win that title. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. But, out of the playoff hunt completely, unless every top 10 team loses two games in the next 5-6
some
weeks.
Some sort of natural disaster hits everything.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't blame him, but I would say that the message it sends to a GM that's about to take you first overall, some of them might not look too kindly on it. Like, okay, well, so, if it goes going gets tough, you're just going to, look on to next year.
Sure.
And so I think it sends a mixed signal, but I wouldn't blame him. He is the most talented quarterback. He will be the number one pick.
Yeah.
So,
and the way he plays,
it's a business decision.
The way he plays though, too, he runs around a lot. He could take some hits. I mean, it would be understandable, the reasoning behind it and stuff like that. I don't know. Max, what do you think from a national perspective, what people would think about that?
I think Lofa brings up a great point about the message that it sends. Like, I think just logistically looking at it, if you're worried about an injury or you're worried about you're not playing for a national title, because like you said, they're not going to win a national title. They won't make the playoffs. If you're not playing for a national title,
then, take it easy on our like, guy. He's so sad.
There really, really is so much, only so much you can gain. And if you're a guy like Caleb Williams, I go back last year or 2 years ago, actually, to JSN when he was injured. And like he's like, I'm going to play in the bowl game. Got injured. He dealt with the injury the year after. Maybe it hurt his draft stock. I don't know. But like there are negative consequences with it. And again, you know, it does send messages to GM. Some will take it more seriously than others, I'm sure. But it's a very real thing. And I don't like when people are always like, oh, you got to finish the season. Like, you quit on your teammates. And I get that point. I do. But at the same time, college is a stepping stone, if you're a good player, to get to the league. So
totally.
You know, you bring up a good point. JSN was not healthy all of last year in college. Missed most of it. And then came in to the draft process. And he missed most of offseason, you know. So now we're just seeing him hit his stride because he's finally getting on-field experience.
True.
But, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, you know, actually, before we looked around the league, and producer Katie just reminded me, we need to get our score predictions for the game this Sunday before we really do officially move on. The score prediction challenge is brought to you guys by our friends at Simply Seattle.
And no one
won. Go ahead.
And no one won last week. So if you correctly guessed the score right on, you can get a $100 gift card from our friends at Simply Seattle.
We keep adding $25 every week to the pot, which is now, like producer Katie said, up to $100. It's a gift card that you get from Simply Seattle, but that would go a long way over there, especially if you use promo code TAKE12, which takes 12% off at simplyseattle.com. Lofa, do you want to let our guest Max predict the score before you weigh in?
Yeah.
All right. Max, what will the final score be on Sunday after the dust settles?
I'll preface this by saying I'm at a little bit of a crossroads here because we did an episode like late July predicting our season records, and I picked Seattle to win this game like before the season started.
Okay. Woo!
And I've correctly picked the first six games of the season. So,
I'm at a crossroads.
I am going to pick the Browns. I think I said 26-24 in the episode we posted. But yeah, I am picking the Browns. I'm going back on my word. I think the defense is just a little bit too much. I think they went up front, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's a close game, probably decided by a field goal.
Okay. What's the score?
26-24.
All right. Lofa?
It's actually a good score. What, Max, what was your prediction for the score prediction for us beating you guys when you did this the first time?
I don't think we gave specific score predictions, but I do remember vividly saying like this is a game, especially because I thought they'd beat the Colts. Like I thought they'd beat the Colts handily. I didn't think the Colts would be that good. I was like, this is a game where they are set up for a huge letdown, but obviously the Colts are better. It was a close game. But we didn't give explicit score predictions, but gotcha. I did pick Seattle to win before the season started.
Okay, and you believe it's going to be close, so I'm going to go Seattle 26, Browns 24.
There you go.
Yes. I think that our offense wakes up. I think the Bobo mojo is real. I think he can take over games. I think he's the next Cooper Kupp. Let's say perhaps, or on his way. Who knows? I also think JSN's going to put on a show for all those Buckeye fans watching from Ohio. And I think Gino just continues. I think Kenneth Walker, the Browns are reeling from giving up so many points last week. I think they do it again. Give me the Seahawks 33, the Browns 26. I'll give Max's 26. No.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, 26. Because I think our why not? A shootout. I should have said you guys would get killed by more because I believe in our defense, but I liked everybody stealing everybody else's numbers, so why not? That's my very scientific method for picking, Max.
Mine is very much I know coming into the show, I know who I'm gonna pick to win. The score, I think about it for 10 seconds.
If you guys want to go to the game, if you'd like to be there at Lumen to see these throwback unis in person, we've got tickets. And you guys can win tickets from our friends at EpicSeats.com. Nobody beats
Epic Seats.
Let them know Take 12 sent you. Get an extra $12 per ticket when you sell your seats with Epic Seats. Get 12% off when you spend more than 100 when you're buying seats at Epic Seats. And Katie, the contest is going. What do they need to do? Email us? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lofa, did
we'll
you do it?
We'll have a giveaway on social.
Okay, we're putting it on social. So you guys email us if you want the tickets, and we'll hook you up with tickets to the game this weekend. Guys, from an NFL perspective, which games are you looking at besides the Hawks and Browns, and what's caught your attention out there?
Max, who you like out there?
I think the best game of the week is going to be Niners-Bengals. I think that's the game of the week. I honestly think Bears Chargers is going to be a good game too. I'm buying into the Bajan hype.
Wow,
I liked what I saw. Chargers defense scares me a little bit. I think the offense will be fine. They'll move the ball, but the defense scares me a little bit. I think it'll be closer than people think. Those are definitely the two that I'm watching. I think Thursday's game is going to be cool too because the Bills are struggling and the Bucks have shown that they can beat teams that are better than them. So it'll be interesting.
Well, Seahawks fans love watching the Niners lose, and hopefully they'll continue to do that because last weekend with the Astros and them both going out, it was glorious in Seattle. Lofa, what do you think?
The only other one I got circled is Patriots-Dolphins. Just because you know, I love watching the Dolphins in that offense. And the Patriots, they shocked a lot of people last week. Mac Jones looked good for the first time this year. Maybe in the last 2 years, he looked great. And, you know, see what the plan is to slow down that offense.
Totally. And I like angry Bill Belichick, you know. People counted him out. And he's not that he ever wasn't surly Bill, but it seems like he's getting back to, like, angry Bill. The NFL's more fun with like a surly, angry Bill Belichick in it. Don't count him out. Yeah, man. While we get out of here, and because those uniforms are going to look awesome and all of that, and I know we love them here, Lofa, besides the Seahawks throwback uniforms, I mean, what do you think are the best throwbacks in the NFL? Because those Eagles ones looked sweet the other night.
Yeah, those are good.
You know.
The Falcons had a red jersey back in the day. Yeah. I think they broke them out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cold, man.
That would be nice. I've always said it's the Patriots one for me with the guy snapping the football on the helmet.
Yeah, my dad played
the one your dad wore. Yeah. That one, man. I mean, really. That one with the red jersey.
It's clean. Mm-hmm. And then it's got the white helmet and the white pants. Yeah,
with the red jerseys. That looked fresh. Yeah, absolutely. Max, what do you think?
I love the Patriots ones. Yeah. I don't like the Patriots as much, but I love those jerseys.
No, we hate the Patriots. Just to be clear, I hate the Patriots.
Wait, Max, you're from Boston and you don't like the Patriots?
Yeah, so my entire family's from New Jersey. So we've had Giants season tickets for probably close to a century now, and we're just go to a game every year. Growing up as a Giants fan in New England was cool for 2 days when they beat them in both Super Bowls. But other than that, it kind of sucked.
You're like, Eli!
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll always have that over my friends. But the days where I was on the couch watching the Patriots and Tom Brady, I do like Tom Brady, but the Patriots just ripped teams apart, win all those Super Bowls, especially the Atlanta one. That was tough. Mm.
That's it for us today, everybody. Enjoy the game this weekend. Make sure to follow Take 12 on YouTube, social media, all that stuff. Smash that subscribe button. We appreciate you guys listening. Hands in the middle, everybody. Let's break it down like we just wrapped up practice or a game. Lofa,
I like that.
You're our team captain. Come on, take us through it.
Nah, you got this one.
Oh, boy. Every time I tell you to take it, you always tell me to take it.
Because I break it down like every week.
Let's give your ice glass take give it, something, man. Come on now. Hey, those uniforms are cold. Our defense has been stingy and cold lately. Ice cold on three, ice cold on me. One, two, three.
Ice cold.
I like that.
Nah, that's the way he flies. Ice cold. No mistakes. There you go.
Great show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.